All right, this is the part you've been waiting for and probably anticipating with great glee. This is the section on probability and statistics for reliability. And so we're going to cover some of the foundational elements and then a little bit of the basic tools and terminology that we're going to build on for the rest of the course. Now, we use statistics quite a bit with reliability engineering, and it's basically because everything varies. Now, when we're dealing with materials or components or any assembled part or the way people use our products or the environments that are around the products, every one of those things varies, and every one of those things can impact the reliability of the product. Now, it's in part because everything varies that everything isn't perfect, that there are small enough variations that no two components that we make or purchase or no two systems that we put together will behave exactly the same. So it's getting the right behavior most of the time that helps us to make reliable products. And those are kind of vague and not very well articulated. And it's why we use statistics. It's how we talk about variation. It's how we understand, characterize, visualize, and ask questions about hypothesis testing and so on about what we're trying to either design, manufacture, or control. Now, we do everything from understanding variation right from the start of the design and to what will impact it the most, all the way to doing data analysis and determining when the onset of wear out mechanisms are, for example. And we use statistics in our day-to-day language, and we use statistics in very detailed studies. So it's something that we as reliability professionals have to master. And for the exam, you're going to have to master it too. As about 20% or so of the questions are mathematical in basis, and probably another 20% are going to deal with, in one form or fashion, your understanding of statistics as they apply to reliability engineering. Now, I suspect you're going to have questions and probably already have a few, but let's hope it's not it with any trepidation. So probability and statistics are just tools in our toolbox, and there's a set of rules, and there's practice helps you to make those rules a normal, natural part of how you solve problems. But as you go, as usual, feel free to give me an email or a call, and let's get you over the hump and a master of the probability and statistics segment. In the next section, we're going to talk about just some very fundamentals, the very basic concepts. And there's some terminology, some basic rules and laws. It's really just a review of what I hope is something that you're already familiar with. And it's just a refresher, so it's going to go pretty quick. There's a lot to cover in this first concept, and it covers quite a bit of ground, but we'll get started in the next group.